This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
A man who knows football rather well, who played parts of 11 seasons in the league, Sage Rosenfels, is with us. You can check out Sage's excellent work multiple places, including The Athletic. I pay for The Athletic. It's well worth it. I go to this new invention, Sage, which I like to call Twitter, and I see on December 3rd, you, 40-year-old, big sandbagger on the golf course, I will add, no one should bet against this man. The Vikings need a new offense coordinator now. That was December 3rd, and I believe your comment today is 8 days too late. Why? Good to talk to you again, by the way. Why did you feel like they then needed to make a change, sir?
Well, I think it's just been become pretty obvious to even the casual watcher of football. And you know, last night there was no more obvious and apparent type of game where this team has some really good football players on it. You know, they've got really two Pro Bowl level receivers. They've got a trusty tight end who's not the fastest guy in the world, but can do some good things. They've got a budding stars, a running back who's explosive player, and they can't find a way to get points. And an offensive coordinator's job, whether you've got a great quarterback, an athletic quarterback, a great thrower, a bad offensive line, a good offense, doesn't really matter. Their job is to maximize the pieces that you have, and this offense has been underperforming in a lot of ways throughout the year. Now, they were throwing the ball at record paces, you know, throughout the first half of the season. You know, Adam Thielen breaking records, Kirk Cousins throwing for 300 yards in multiple ball games. But as far as winning football is concerned, that's not the style of how Mike Zimmer wins football games. That's not the current style of how, say, the Chicago Bears win football games. There's two types right now. There's Kansas City and Patrick Mahomes in high scoring, almost Big 12 style football. And then there's where defense and running the ball and keeping away from the other team, that wins football games too. We saw Seattle do it last night. It wasn't fancy, but they run the ball well. They've got a bunch of young players, you know, and they don't have the superstars at the receiver positions, in my opinion, that the Vikings have. But they maximize what they have as far as winning a certain style of winning football. The Vikings have struggled with that all year. With running the ball, with even trying to run the football and actually calling running plays, designing plays, effective plays in the passing game, getting guys open on third down and one and two. There was all these third and twos and threes and ones last night where they would throw the football, there'd be nothing there. Cousins scrambles and throws the ball away or takes the sack. That's really just that's unacceptable of winning football, Mike Zimmer style of winning football, which is play great defense, run the ball, protect the football. They were doing just the opposite. They were breaking passing game records, which is losing football on this type of football team.
So let's go back to Mike Zimmer then. He loses Pat Shurmur. He has a great season. He has all the talent that you just laid out. This is an attractive job. This is a plum job. He needs to find somebody smart, creative, who adds to what they have and knowing that it's going to be a different team. Not knowing at the time he would get Cousins, but it worked out that way. Isn't so much of this, Sage, on Zimmer to know the offensive coordinator's philosophy after meeting with this person for hours and hours, so what then plays out in the fall isn't as big of a surprise as seemingly it has been to Zimmer this season?
Well, listen, you know, a lot of times the hard part about being an NFL head coach is, for the most part, really in every situation, they're all coordinators before that. Other than John Harbaugh in Baltimore, who is a special teams coordinator, all these guys are offensive defense coordinators, which means they really specialize in one side of the game. And the good thing is that Zimmer is really good at his specialty, which is defense, as he should be. It sort of reminds me of Gary Kubiak in Houston. He was an offensive guy, and their offenses were generally very good. You know, he missed multiple times on defensive coordinators. A lot of times their defense struggled down there, sort of like Sean Payton with the Saints. For years, struggled with for trying to find the right type of defense, defensive coordinator, but had that high-flying offense. So Zimmer, consistently very good defenses, if not top defenses in the league. It's hard to find that match of the other side. It's not necessarily his specialty. You do your best. There is a sales job that goes on with the other side, you know, whether it's John DeFilippo or whoever it might be, of why they should get the job and what type of offense they're going to be. But at the end of the day, what is that offense? You know, are they running the football in those third situations? Is he giving his guys a chance to be successful in those types of situations? Obviously, you know, Zimmer may not be the offensive guru as a head coach, but he does understand winning football and football that's challenging to defend, and he wasn't seeing that within his offense.
So now you make this move, Kevin Stefanski. Did you work with Kevin a little bit in 09?
Yeah, so Kevin and I go back a long ways. He was, okay, you know, offensive. He really, when I first got to Minnesota, he had just left the job of basically Brad Childress's, you know, sort of, you know, gopher
right
person. You know, I need a flight for somebody. I need to do this, set up this. You know, I need a cup of coffee, basically. I mean, there's, you know, almost every organization sort of has that job. You know, he's not a secretary, but he's, you know, he's always near. He's always on the field, always by them doing. And he worked his way up into the coaching. And he was, I guess, probably offensive quality control is what they called it. But he basically was the assistant to the assistant quarterback's coach. I mean, he was in the room. It was be there. It was create playbooks. It was design things, run meetings. You know, not run meetings, but be in meetings. Maybe have questions for the young guys, help out with the practice squad, quarterback, whatever it might be. And he has slowly and surely worked his way up from that job to, I think he was running backs coach for a second, tight ends coach, then the quarterbacks coach. So he has seen, you know, he's been in offensive lineman meetings. He's been tight end meetings, running back meetings, obviously a lot of quarterback meetings for a number of years. He's been around that around all, you know, the entire aspects of the offense. So this is his big shot, you know, legitimately. It's only three games.
Yeah,
but he has been there. These players aren't new to him. I imagine from my conversations with the players and all the players that have played in the Vikings organization for the last, you know, 10 years, they respect Kevin Stefanski. He's smart. He's very likable. He is a guy that you respect, you know, and the question is, can he, you know, be more efficient with this offense? Can he get more out of what they're getting right now? Maybe
that
offensive line may not be very good, but can he get more out
right
of these guys by design, by play calling, you know, the timing of play calls? Can he get more? This is his really big opportunity. He's got three games to do it.
Well, that's what I want to ask you. Sage Rosenfeld is with us, played in the league for over a decade. He provides excellent analysis multiple places, including The Athletic. The Athletic is a must-read if you care about sports in Minnesota and across the country. Be realistic. You're not going to come in and have a completely new system. You have to work within the confines. You will have different ideas. And, oh, by the way, you know exactly what your head coach wants. How realistic is it? And then also knowing the teams you're going to play now and potential in the playoffs, how realistic is it that we are going to see a discernible and a dramatic and a successful change in this offense starting as soon as this Sunday?
There's no way for me to tell, to be honest with you. I wish I had the golden wand and just said, yeah, this is the way it's going to be, and I can see the future. I don't know. As I said, he's never been in this position before. He did apply for this job, and his name was bounced around as far as this job and
yes,
you know, possibly other coordinator jobs around the league. He's one of these younger guys that people like, that, you know, that they think he's going to be an NFL for a long time. And so, it said he's been in this organization for a long time. He's been through multiple head coaches, multiple coordinators. You know, Rick Spielman and others have kept him around rather than letting him go other places because they value him as a coach. So he's got good people skills. But as far as creating, designing plays, when you know, he's going to call a run versus pass on third and one, that we don't know. And we'll have to see. It would be very intriguing to see really almost every one of his play calls, the timing of it. I tell you what, there was a stretch last night where it was third and three, went pass incomplete, third and two, pass incomplete, third and one, quarterback sneak for 3 or 4 yards, and then third and one, pass incomplete. And I was like, this is just insane.
Yep.
You know, to be a Mike Zimmer football team and to be scared and we're in shotgun formation and to be scared to run the football on third and one, third and two. You know, this team has to be that type of offense, and they got to find ways to get 2 yards without having to drop back pass and put the ball in the air. And then obviously, you know, risk Kirk Cousins fumbling, throwing an interception, getting sacked, and now we're off punting again.
Last thing, and I appreciate you coming on, whether it's on his own or there's a little push, do you think if this season ends without playoff success, that there is a strong possibility Mike Zimmer is not the coach next year?
Oh, no, I don't. I cannot imagine that. That would really surprise me if that happened. As I said, it's hard to go out and find a head coach that's really good at even his side of the ball. You know, the defense is good. By the way, he probably wasn't fully responsible to go out and get Kirk Cousins. I don't know if you can put the contract on him for that. I'm not sure, you know, if you put it all on him as far as why the offense is unsuccessful, but I got to think that he would be back next year, even if they lost, unless they lost these last three games and they're all blowouts and it was just embarrassing, which means the team had given up on him. I don't see that happening. I think they actually might win two or three of these games. They've got a definite shot. Who knows what Chicago is going to be sitting there in week 17. They may have nothing to play for, and the Vikings might go 3-0. Shoot, they might even have a chance to make the playoffs. We really don't know at this stage in time, but what they do know is there's going to be a new coordinator next year. I mean, and Kevin Stefanski has got three games to prove that he wants to be the guy. I'm sure he does want to be that guy. We'll see in these next three games.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate the conversation.
Sounds good. Thanks for having me on.
Sage Rosenfeld.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.